가서 시원하시. 가서 보기 따지. 박이다. 거의 동안 짜와는 내가 서로 담에 또 비시는 거야시. 디 아티 되기다. 조조 보기 다도 좀 쟁대다. 내가 마음 봐 다들 어디 내시 아니시다. 내가 좀 신시 아니시다. 고 고라치. 죄송 다디 고 짜와는 내가 서봐라. 다 내가 마음 봐 다들 쉬지. 나랑 신이 아니 신과에 어디 숨겨를 가성다 밀랑 써야 되겠다 대바랑 신이 내가 소독신다 대비 쇼랑 신이 주여 말해 소독신 어디 내 삶으로 땅을 통해 다들
In order to overcome samsara, to be free or liberated from cycling existence, the root of cyclic existence, apprehension of a self, must be eliminated. And that apprehension of a self can only be eliminated with the wisdom realizing selflessness. Yeah. And with respect to you know, objects or phenomena, you know, with respect to objects of the past, objects of the present, and objects of the future, one has to see how they do, how to see that they do not exist inherently. So, you know, if you in the last session, we were looking at the we looked at the verse from the Vajrakata Sutra. We were at we started with the third line of the verse, yeah? And that the line starts with a dream, right?
어떻게니? 다 대가라 저 대발라 자네 시에 다 대비, 그러니까 대비 오 라신 거 주야 말했어. 이나야, 그래 다 대비 오 보는 믹시, 다 대비 오 보는 천시, 다 또다니 텔레미고 잡아 찍이야. 이때 대발 주었지, 아니 지금 다 라신 거 주었지, 텔레미는 다 대지긴 가서 했다. 차보다 나와 지용이시, 그러봐.
So, the dream is analogous of the past, things that happened in the past. So objects of the past, when we remember them, they appear to exist inherently, and we ascend to their appearance, we apprehend them to exist inherently, and then that brings about a range of reactions, you know, emotions, right? It could be a disgust or a dislike of what happened, yeah. Or it could be attachment, it could be, you know, yeah.
어떻게 됐다 또다 이제 못 쓰고야 했다 가서 그랬다 밀랑이 빼드기 또다 이다 뭐지 밀랑 이 맥없어 다 이도 뭐한다 미워 저 나서 있나 제 안 세도 가라 아니 말기 밀랑이 나와지 천지 또다 이다 자신 깨지 육득이 하랬어 그러고 다 근데 세베 내가라 말기 밀랑이 나야지 이거 말아봐 나와지 이거 말아봐 이나야 ti tenshi, ani shakshin kikid wasu, wa tenangshi, nga debi ngoboti, rangshin tupji, tupaji iyo maresi, inaya telangshi, shakshin kikid wasu.
So when we awake from the dream, the whatever experiences, dream appearances have already ceased to exist, yeah. But later on, we may remember what happened in the dream. And when we do remember, sometimes we develop different kinds of emotions, isn't it, right? The dream appearance has already ceased, but when we remember them, we still react, isn't it? So likewise, although things of the past has never existed inherently, and that's not their nature, but when we apprehend them, we believe that they exist inherently, and that induces a variety of emotions.
어떻게니? 다 돈다 디사마레 돈다니 데베쇼 라시미 투여 말해 소티다 다 라시미 봐 다 데베쇼 라시미 봐 섬도 다니기 베레 다 돈다 봐 다 밀람 세디 다 데베쇼 라시미 봐 섬도 다니지 어디?
Anyway, the dream here is an analogous of, or is this an analogy to help us? Reflect on how objects of the past, phenomena of the past, do not exist inherently.
That is the one that you do. Then Milam Gishabasina, then a log is Shabaramar, the Milam Gishabasina, Lulus Chakra. And she's now a teddy and it's it. Cadis to Gyaris, that you was done by now.
Well, is the dream consciousness a erroneous mind or not? It is a wrong consciousness, isn't it? Well, if it is a wrong consciousness, then how is it that we are able to then remember what, you know, happened in that dream when we are awake? You can't realize, you can't remember something that you did not realize earlier. Because when you realize something, then later on, then there's a possibility of remembering what you realize, isn't it?
This is a question, huh? Just a thought, you think about, yeah. What did it?
The meaning of recollecting or memory is remembering something that was ascertained earlier on. Remembering consciousness or memory is a subsequent cognizer, isn't it?
Anyway, this topic already complete. Already complete.
The point is this, is the dream consciousness a consciousness that realizes its object or not? Yes or no? Yes, then say yes. No, then say no. Sui Kim is a yes faction, is it? Yes. Yes. So the dream, does the dream consciousness realize its object or not? Yes or no? You want to continue the argument, is it? Realize this.
Denzin, Dambarjibi, Denzin, Marikpa said, you talk your man.
The apprehension of true existence realizes its object or not? It follows that it does, or you have to say it. I'm going by what you say. You see any use in the second question or not? How does it go with the first question? You see the point or not? Why such a question is raised? When you give an answer, then there's another question is raised. Do you see the point or not? The benefit?
Trying not to choke the mic.
What?
I was trying not to choke the mic. But
did he say choke? Choke.
It can realize it's mistaken with respect to its Hello. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think they just yeah.
So you know.
Maybe answer the first question first. Does the dream consciousness realize objects?
Yes, to realize the object that it sees in the dream, right?
Otherwise,
have any experience at all?
So your point is realize S, right?
Does apprehension of true existence realize objects?
It apprehends.
Yes or no?
Did it? Only there's two things. Yes, no. Only.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever your reason, later you can explain. Yeah. Yes, this. No, this is this. Explain. But first thing is, I'm asking, realize? Yes. Doesn't realize. Then I say why, then explain. Reason.
Okay. Yes. Have to say yes.
Oh, okay. Is the apprehension of true existence a valid cognizer?
Valid, yes. Belly, mistaken.
I think it will take whole night today. No?
The reason can come later. La. You just say yes or no first. What's wrong if you say yes? Yeah. Only you scared. Then the reason come later.
Okay, it's no. I know.
Why cannot say yes? What's the problem? What's the problem if he's a very colonizer? So, what's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah. So you agree, because you think there's a very colonizer, right?
Okay, it's valid.
Quick, there's no time. Okay, yeah. Quick.
It's valid with respect to?
It's apprehended object, but not valid with respect to his...
What does apprehension of true existence realize? What does it realize? What does ignorance realize?
Ignorance realizes that the inherent existence object of the object itself, the inherent existent inherently existing object itself.
How can you realize a non-existent?
I think getting worse.
Give up no point, right? Give up no point. You continue, then you get the point. That's the benefit. Yeah.
Okay.
What was it? He said, okay.
Okay. That's not tough. Tuxin, tonight. Kapalata susu itu awam pun tangguh aje cimbre. Jadi yang ko laba tu tak ada sen dede nak ko yerja dua kapu tua. Kali ini nas. Apa nak tak kisah cuba nasi ni. Apa nak tak? Ni sen tu kalau milang ni, nawati tinggi tua. Tadi ni awak cuba apa? Nah, tinggi. Kadis tinggi ya. Tadi cembat itu kadis tinggi ya. Tua. Tadi sen tu tangguh tua.
Well, this shows us how important it is to query, to think and to ask questions. Because, you know, if you're just, you know, if you're content, you just accept whatever people say, you know, and just leave it as there, then there's no way to learn, there's no way to improve. Yeah. So, you know, going to the example, back to the question, right, whether the dream consciousness realizes objects or not. Yeah. It is our obvious experience that we remember things we dreamt of. So how? How does that happen? So anyway, maybe we just leave that there. Maybe a little bit on the disintegratedness, which we talked about on Tuesday. Let's connect it to the analogy of a dream anyway. Because when karma ceases, it will produce an effect sometime in the future. It is said that effect arises from the past of karma. Karma that existed, ceased in the past, right? So according to the middle way consequentialist, the pastness of karma, or the disintegrateness of karma, is a composite phenomenon. As such, it produces its effect.
어떻습니? 딸 제장 박이 갈소하래. 딸 내대봐. 딸도 나 내식배 아니 식밖에지. 딸도 나 내식 대우지행시 딸 터지면 숨겨야래. 라와.
So the middle way consequentialists explain that when a karma ceases, then the disintegrateness of karma, the continuum of that, will somehow one day, when the conditions are ripe, produce an effect, isn't it?
어떻게 됐을 거래? 다투다니 다쪼쪼 뛰라야 돼 뛰래. 배나 배나 라주바 면치기 배나 다. 다 라시는 두바 캐는 게 요래. 라시는 두바 캐는 뭐 인상? 다 레디 각차냐? 두 간데 신기 요나서 다 레 각반이 안 두마시래서. 두시에 말했어. 레 각차는 두지 간데 신기 요나. 아니 레 각반이 라시인 각반이 레 각차니 즉 밖에 누구 쪽사지 국도 삼세다 망 책이 되려다 라주바 면치기다. 다 두옥신이 삼보 당시 아니. 파자샤에서 내가 데려두시다 지금 파자 고구도 내면한다고 치수 뒤고 줘야 돼 강한침을 했어 딱 보기 두구두서 딱 파자 정신 고구도 쓴다 삼도 뒤에 땅채 딱 파자 써야 돼 딱 구신 남자 둬야 돼 이긴 남자 둬야 돼 파자 써야 돼 딱 추미사 써야 돼 딱 저 뒤에 돈에 있고 이래
So with the exception of the middle way consequentialism, every other Buddhist tenet asserts existence by way of his own character, asserts inherent existence, asserts existing existence from his own side, isn't it, right? And for them, for all with the exception of the Prasangikas, so every proponent of Buddhist tenet have to account for how a result can occur after karma has been accumulated or karma has been done. You know, when the karma has been accumulated or done, it ceases, isn't it? So for them, disintegratedness of karma is an is a non-composite phenomenon. Yeah. Then as such, you know, then they must account for how the karma can give rise to a result. Isn't it? If the disintegrateness of karma is permanent, is non-composite, it cannot give rise to an effect, isn't it? Right. And at the same time, because they assert that anything and everything that exists, exists by way of his own character, exists from his own side, that means there must be something that you can point to, right? You know, whether it is karma or the result of karma, whatever, and there's something that you can point to, isn't it? Right. So since they have to account for the effects of karma, then that's why they come up with the ideas of non-wastage, the factor of non-wastage, or some proponents of mind only come up with this concept of mind basis of all being the basis of infusion of imprints. And then there are others who assert that the mental consciousness is the repository of karmic imprints. Right? Basically, they have to come up with the idea of karmic imprints. Yeah? Because there's something that you can point to, isn't it? There must be something, because that is a necessary tenet of those schools. Yeah?
Oh, that, Chazan, that, Tajibe, that, Tidesh, but, Anishin, Pogita, Zoran, Shin, Dubakayaki, that, Negasi, Chagyare, that, Karsana. 내 세디 토마 내 거라 라싱 두여 말했어. 다티 내 라싱 두바 매바이서 내 깨와 세디 아니 모니기 깨와시 말했어. 내 거랑 깨야 돼 모니기 깨와시 말해. 모니기 깨와 많이 말했어. 내 갖고 돼 모니기 갖고시 말했어. 나 라싱 두바 갖고시 말해. 라싱 두바 갖고 매바이서 아니 지금 춤이 싸워 구시대도 바자샤 직직 디내기 아니 지금 남샤 개념 공말했어.
So the according to the middle way consequentialist, there is no need to, you know, come up with these, you know, explanations of non-wastage, mind basis of all, and blah 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 blah, because according to the middle way consequentialist, anything and everything that exists necessarily exists. In a non-inherent way. Things do not have inherent existence. They do not exist from their own side. As such, karma does not exist from its own side, does not exist inherently. As such, so the production of a karma, the arising of a new karma, accumulation of a karma, does not exist from its own side. So if as such, then the disintegration of karma does not exist from its own side. It does not exist inherently by way of its own entity, by way of its own nature.
어떻게 세상 다 내 갖고 왔어, 내 씹고 왔어, 라식을 두배 씹어지 말했어. 그러고 다 라식을 두배 씹어지 말했어. 세상 라식을 못 두배 씹어했어. 어떻게 다?
So as such, the cessation or the disintegratedness of karma is not an inherently existing phenomenon. There's no inherently existing disintegration and no inherently existing disintegratedness.
어떻게니? 다들인자, 다들다 타지비 렌자도 가라. 나 지금 박사한테 캐링을 말했어요, 말해. 뒤에 과 과시한테 고기서 타지비 박사 캐링을 말했어요. 뒤에 내 속에 말해. 조조 지금 가르쳐나. 거기 가서다. 디스기요 말해. 조티를 내기 식배 아니 식받지. 돈다. 아니 지금 내 대봤어. 두셔야 됐어. 내 식받으면 두셔야 됐어. 디젠자 티기티고 징그레스 이제 이제 바샤스한테 조과요 말해서 어떻게 숨겨야 돼.
But this is not to say that the Prasangikas do not assert imprints. Yeah, you may then you know you may get the wrong idea that then therefore there's no such thing as imprints. Yeah, no, that's not the point. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the pastness of karma, the disintegratedness of karma, is a composite phenomenon. And because it's a composite phenomenon, it will give rise to its effect. So the disintegratedness of karma produces a disintegratedness next moment. Right? Because disintegratedness of karma is a composite phenomenon. If it is a composite phenomenon, it necessarily produces its effect, an effect. Yeah? It's a functioning thing. Sure.
어떻게니? 다 되네. 아, 좋아지려고 와. 다 독수로 쓸래도 자극을 되네. 다 되잖아. 변화 좋아 되네. 용바이나 사모당 거다 변화. 다 내 식비 식비 진도라 미겨 내기 식비 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 제시 식비 투매로 와. 그러와. 다 남이게 두고 투매를 했으면 좋아지려고 와.
So this is the explanation, yeah. This is the explanation. But then. What if somebody asks you this question? Okay, so you say that the karma disintegratedness produces is disintegratedness, and that disintegratedness produces another moment of disintegratedness. So this is continuum of disintegratedness. So then a non-virtuous, the disintegratedness of a non-virtuous karma produces its next moment of disintegratedness, and so forth. So, if there are so many moments of disintegratedness, then does it mean that there's infinite regression for non-virtuous karma? Then there's also limitless, because there's limitless, or not limitless, there's so many moments of disintegratedness. So does it mean that there's also so many non-virtuous karma?
식비 식바 찍으러 와도 나 내 식비 식바 찍어도 와 식바 투매라도 와 식비 식바 찍지 투매로 샤르도 와
투매를
투바며 와 식비 제로 식비 식바 찍자 투매로 와 말해봐.
So if the disintegrateness of karma produces disintegrateness and that disintegrateness produces another moment of disintegrateness, then is it endless? Is it endless? Huh? And that's right. Is it? Sounds like?
Then, 남미기 두원 독밤에 말아.
So then it follows that then there's no end to the ripening effects, isn't it? It's infinite. Then there's no Buddha lineage, right? There's no Buddha lineage means there's no way to achieve enlightenment. Do you see the point behind these questions? Is there benefit or not? Is there benefit or not? Does it stir up something in you? Or not?
Either you totally blur or you have some interest what I'm asking, or you're totally like, there's no point, you know, to think of. Okay, done.
You can see what karma thinks, that's why karma increases, right? Karma increases. How would you answer this question? Then there's endless. Why is it that a long continuum must necessarily produce more than one effect? Okay, anyway. Well, yeah. Then back to verse 131, which lists the nine defilements, right? So you have the nine forms of defilements, the first three being the dormant desire, dormant anger, dormant bewilderment, says here, obscuration. Then number four, you have the strong arousal of those three poisons, right? So the first three actually refers to those afflictions, referring to those afflictions that produces a rebirth in the form and formless realms.
어떻게 다 돈다 뒤에다 조조 디스가 가르스나 빼나다 조디 디스 디스 고부도 가르스나 빼나다 신의 토베 아니지 다 무시 토베 딜라다 다 돈다 라면도 윤거래 빼나 시라 남지기 남곰체다 지나 투마 윤데 책임자 다 시라 남바대시 공마라 시와다 도발라라고 대시 디디킹이 다시 보기다 다시 신의 두배 아니지 다 아니 무시 두배 디구이어래
This requires a little bit of explanation regarding the concentrations and the former and formless realms. Yeah. On the basis So you know, you need to have achieved the karma binding. Then on the basis of that, through different access or preparations, you achieve and then an actual concentration. Yeah. Right? So then there's the meditation on the aspects of coarseness and peacefulness. Yeah. In that one looks at the attributes of a lower realm, considering that as coarse, and looking at the attributes of the realm higher than the one you're higher than that, and seeing that how that is peaceful, how that's nice, and that you desire that. Yeah. So anyway, there's this meditation on the aspects of coarseness and peacefulness. Anyway, then when you achieve first concentration, then the kasa, or at that time the manifest afflictions of the desire realm have ceased. But it doesn't mean that the seeds of the afflictions have been removed. They are there. As such, they're called dormant. Yeah. The manifest afflictions are stopped.
어떡시네, 어떡시네. 다시 하여튼 조조 보겠다. 보기 가르쳐라 보기. 아, 다 미열래. 다또 다니. 다 남질라면 안 손세. 손남질래. 손남해빌래. 미열래. 스네디데 수고해라. 조 미열래. 세디 조조 보겠다. 감고마르 겨우편지기 레든 조라 쓰기여래. 미열래. 남지. 또 다니. 어디대기 아니 미열래. 소벌치니기 다 보겠다. 다 보겠다.
So if you remember in the stages of the path of literature, they talk about the three kinds of karma. Non-meritorious karma, meritorious karma, and immovable karma. So the immovable karma is the karma that causes one to be born in the form and formless realms, right? And the thing that induces that, you know, somebody, that causes somebody to accumulate that karma, and that cause is this the dormant tree poisons.
Oh, just now, that day, that two should go up and someday we should talk to that, and that some.나 삼대 담보는 삼대 시바소라니 수기 사시 송기 사시 어디데다 근데 아니 지금 다 사탑시 아니 지금 다 내지 사바이나 다 미워해 내마도 내시바 사야요 말해 지주기 내간가 다 미워해 내 자기가 그 사야기 내간가 미워해 내마도 욕이요 말해
So when an actual concentration is achieved, starting with the first concentration, then you have the first, second, third, and fourth. These are lands or places of the form realm. Yeah. So the beings in those realms, they do accumulate karma. But the karma that they accumulate are only immovable karma.
Oh, that's not that. That sonam le son. Then a lela sum to sum sonam ji le. Ani sonam ayi bi le. Then so ani kam kome tela sogiyo mare.
So the on the The meritorious and non-meritorious karma and meritorious karma are not accumulated on the basis of a form realm existence or formless realm existence. Yeah. We are talking about non-meritorious karma, meritorious karma, and immovable karma in this context. Yeah.
So,
things are not so straightforward. I mean, this is what they said, but then we have to ask, isn't it, right? So, let's say we are a form realm god now, right? Then the question is, why is it that I can't accumulate meritorious karma? I mean, I cannot create meritorious karma.
Come, come, tell me.
Right. If you are a form realm god, let's say, or formless realm god, right? Why? So it is said that they don't, right? They only accumulate immovable karma, isn't it? So why? Right, simply speaking, I mean, a non-meritorious karma is the karma to be reborn in the three lower realms. You know? Meritorious karma is the karma that will project, or that will cause you to be born as a human or a desire realm god, isn't it? Right? So that's called meritorious karma. Yeah. So what this is saying is that the gods in the form and formless realms do not accumulate the karma to be born in the lower realms. While they are there, the karma that they accumulate are not the karma that will throw them into the lower realms, nor they also will not accumulate the karma that will cause a new karma that will cause them to be reborn as a human or desire realm god.
Right? Number me do, and come Kumara and younger mother, she to your mother's just a mere let city tilmata. Mure, so number me body, Korangitan accounts of a leg in duty, and it's a come target and a mere shimato, and a dobatan, only shinkitella, young your mother's soul, the mere let city tilmata.
And a mushy,
Something tumble to the
come,
and it's a lazy sign to Allah. And it did number me be duty, come, come around your question. Just a mure, said it. Such shin to mures, right? Come, a sudden shin to mures, the bottom up. Did not it, you get it.
So the karma that the gods in the form and formless realms accumulate is immovable karma. It is called immovable because the effects of those karma, that karma, immovable karma, can only be experienced in the form and formless realms. That is fixed. It will not ripen on the basis of a desire realm body. As such, it is called immovable. Immovable. So the effects of a projecting karma accumulated on the basis of a form or formless realm existence can only be experienced on the basis of a form and or a formless realm basis. So that's the meaning behind the word immovable in immovable karma. Miyoas.
That 아니 도브르캬오비지 레사트고요 말에 자자 캄코메 때나 도브르캬오비지 레사마도 가르스나 디쿨론도 주에 아 드빈이 뭐 여말 왔어 선무지 다 찍들
In order to be born in the desire realm, you know, the karma to be born in the desire realm must be motivated by a desire realm affliction. An affliction belonging to the desire realm. So as such, the gods in the form and formless realms, because they do not have manifest desire realm afflictions, they do not accumulate the karma to be born in the desire realm.
독신이 따뜻한다 틀 따뜻한다 틀 따뜻한 영부들을 감고매 때나 수당 수매기 때나 더버리자 빈지길래 사야만 따뜻한 조조 두사디다 군의 롱식이 말이봐 따뜻한 몸매만 어떤 내가 들라 두해.
So anyway, the point is that the gods in the form and formless realms, they do not accumulate the karma, projecting karma to be born in the desire realm because they do not have the necessary motivation, which has to be an affliction of the desire realm.
Yeah.
But we are not saying that the gods in the form and formless realms are guaranteed to be moving to enlightenment. And that we are not saying that the gods in the form and formless realms can never be reborn again in the desire realm. We're not saying that. Because the gods in the form and formless realms, a lot of times, they go down to hell. Right? Because when we talk about cyclic existence, you know, it's often phrased as from the Avicii hell up to the peak of existence, right? That means which is the highest form realm, isn't it? Right. That is samsara, isn't it? Right. So the samsara means circling, isn't it? So it's a merry-go-round. That means you go up and down, left and right, basically, right? That's right.
어떻게네? 다 뒤네 하고로 왔지. 자다 수수면에 또 그렇게 올리게요. 뭐 뉴스는 이제 올리는 거봐. 뒤네 삼보다 왔다 뒤 이거래. 이나다 다들 이제 쉬었지래. 보기 다 감고면 때나 다. 도브르캬오 빈지기 레사야당다 레 어디 요마레스 어디 검숨 섬당 봐야 돼.
So it's obvious that cyclic existence this encompassed cyclic existence is the three realms, isn't it? The desire form and formless realms. So as such, then gods in the form and formless realms definitely can be reborn into the desire realm, isn't it? But the point that we are making here now is that while you are a god in the form of formless realms, the gods there do not accumulate the karma to be born in the desire realm.
So 드시기한 그러나 감금에 때 코로나 대사는 말도 할 것이 지만.
So the gods in the form and formless realms, there are gods such gods that are reborn in the hell realms, isn't it? In the hells, yeah. Right. Then, what is the cause of that? What would you say? It's due to past karma, isn't it? Because they accumulated the karma to be reborn in the hells some in the past. They've accumulated lots of it, right? So it's past karma, right? Past.
Yeah. 어떻게 다들 대신에 이제 다 도면 못 해라 이제 티는 다 갑디다 두 손이 팔아 나와 사이 조조보다 미래 소야기 다 니몽가 온도시네 샤야 어디래 다 미래 소버시니기다 니몽티 온도시네 다 도숨이 발라냐 와서다 도시네 샤야직 되는 것이다.
So anyway, on the point I'm saying all this is that because the first three defilements and out of the nine listed here in verse 131 are the three mental poisons in the form of a latency or seed. We call them dormant, yeah, the dormant attachment, dormant desire, dormant anger, dormant bewilderment or ignorance, right? So these are these afflictions, these are the dormant three poisons are that which motivates the accumulation of projecting karma for the higher realms. Higher realms here meaning the form and formless realms.
Oh, this is it. This is it. I am going to say, 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 두 손이 발라냐 와서 이제 미지고 서본지 고기야 말해. 너 감고민이 뭐 언제 왔지 저야? 나 뒤나라 샤쳐야 되래. 나 무슨 미국 나라 샤쳐야 되래.
다 무슨 거?
어떤?
Right. So yeah, but while we say that the just the three dormant mental poisons are that which motivates the accumulation of projecting karma to be born in the higher realms, the form and formless realms, where still it is possible to have manifest afflictions in the form, in the higher realms.
Oh, that's it. If you sit up, palanya, what boy? When you are there, you chew your tongue, 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 tongue.
So, although the first three defilements here are listed as the dormant, yeah, three mental poisons, but they also include the manifest forms.
So, so, da, da, kare, kare, se na, da, kam, kome, te, na, da, mundu, chegi, da, dosha, na, di, mundu, zo, yung, kuyore, oti, mundu, kire, dosha, di, mundu, zo, yung, kuyore, oti.
Because there are manifest forms of desire and bewilderment in the higher realms.
어떻게 되나마다 두성이 파워냐와 직세디 말까서 군에 나와 타부 직세디 조 아니지 그래 변하다 조조 보겠다 그래서래 따뜻했다 보기 더버려져 편지길래 속버진이기 니몰라세야래 조조 대라고야시 답변은 쉬우지다 샤다 타보시 랑용체 다 되기다 아니 보기 예수도 배 아다가 나시 아니 잡고 타보시 랑세다 네다 반대식 대도 배 어떻게다 내 소버싱에 니 무슨 구요래 뭔지 와시 군인다 뭐 타보세다 또 나이 보기래 소도 소나마이 배내 소버싱이 다 니 무슨라세 어떻게
소나도 소나마이 배 So the fourth defilement here it says is strong arousal or the manifestation of those three poisons. So here it refers to the afflictions that motivate the accumulation of meritorious and non-meritorious karma. Like for example, strong anger leads to the accumulation of strong non-virtuous non-meritorious karma. That causes one to be reborn in the lower realms, or strong attachment desire motivates the accumulation of meritorious karma, and then that causes a good rebirth in cyclic in the desire realm. Yeah.
Oh, today, that don't that today, that go today, that me that cancer, forget that. Shall that me do? You guys just go today, that today, that don't that. Never today, do you say forget that? Do some new palate, you guys. Good, that go check today, the shall go ahead, that. That so so that forget.
Come some
that today, that Jane is just asking me do some that today.
So I think the perhaps the reason for classifying the defilements in such a way, like the dormant forms separately, and then you have those desire realm afflictions separately, is basically trying to relate the afflictions to the three realms. Yeah.
Oh, today, church in the town, when you are done, and it's suburbs, when you are done, the Palanavata, Dohella, Jabayanguata, when you are Dokwe, and it did the Palanavato, or to dig it, never I go here. The Palanava said on Gundam Tapos, and when you are the Palanavas, not the Munjo and Yellow Dokwe. But today, never share, she didn't share.
And also, I guess there's a point being made here is that of the two, the manifest affliction and the dormant affliction, yeah. First, the manifest affliction has to be reversed, has to be stopped before you can do something about the dormant forms.
What to say? That in the song to Tire, Benata, you mong with your attention, Shiranam Jalam, you mong with your courage, but the punk to your egita. Giam, you mong to the Shiranam Jalam, object punk to her, that says in your mong tamatamati, and Shiranam Jalam, the net punk to your man. Never to that. Jitimbe. Jikten le tebe lam kese pongoe sungyore seje ni mo pongala ne porto ta telam koe si to ti menche la ta kasore pokita
shiranam
je lam la tene ta mogi jiam me me seje ni mo pongto ye sungyore ta seje ni mo pongala ne porto ta jikten le tebe lam koe ha porto ani sabun pongala ani ni mo ti sabun pongala jikten me lam me na pongmo to ye sungyore.
Anyway, right up to the level of nothingness, which is the peak of cyclic existence, that basically the highest realm in the formless realm, right? So the one below that is called, I think, nothingness. Yeah, so to abandon the afflictions, no, right up to that very level of nothingness. Yeah, you can depend on a worldly path. You can depend on a path that meditates on the aspect of coarseness and peacefulness, and then you can kind of abandon the afflictions of those various realms. Yeah, but you can only go as far as the level of nothingness, depending on such a path. That path cannot overcome or abandon the afflictions of the highest realm in samsara, which is the, what do you call it, peak of existence. Yeah. So in order to overcome the afflictions of that level, the peak of cyclic existence, in particular to abandon the seeds of the afflictions, you have to depend on a transcendental path, a non-worldly path.
Jikten le debe lama denche, da bena da nimu sabun de jiwa pangche, da dachube dewu se de tongurwa. Da dachube dewu topsana, ani da pangche meba de besena, yang toba jingudwa. Da dachube dewu topsana, pangche yoma de besena. Ro da pangche kare luya res. O tinde yang jik luya res, da pangche tando san ye yoma de dachube dewu topna, pangche luya res, da tinde ge da tokpa tang, tinde yunga, tinde nega xian shidu da Maripaje sa, said it to that. Maripaje sa, since she said it to that.
So, by depending on a non-worldly path or transcendental path, yeah, one abandons the afflictions together with the seeds, and then you become a full destroyer in our heart. Yeah. But does that mean that our heart's job is done in that? He has nothing left to abandon, is there? Is there something left over? So as such, in order to help to understand that there's still something left over, you have the fifth defilement. The levels of the predispositions of ignorance.
어, 독신이, 다 대장한테, 다 말이 바지하게 쌓았으나, 다, 다, 네, 가서 그랬다. 미션 다 보기, 다 말이 바지하게, 듬대우신, 다 가면, 다 보기 가서, 댄징이 시합에 박지하시겠다. 다 말이 바지하게 쌓았으나, 댄징이 시합에 박지하겠다.
What if we just say that the levels of the predispositions of ignorance is simply the imprint here, placed by the apprehension of true existence?
어떻게 다 통당해 다 대중이 파셔지 다 말이 파셔지 사스나 대중이 시험에 파셔지 다 뒤에 견치지 파셔지 견치지 다 투나이 구요래 주변 나와 있고요래 대륙 나와 있고요래 그러봤다. 그래, 다 대륙 나와도 괜찮지. 다 거기 좋아 있고요래. 그러나다. 삼일에 세지다. 대나 여한사 틀라 때네 다 좋아 참고 있고요래. 그러다 사범일에 좋아 참고 때네 다 레사해 주고도 와. 다 류가 이길에 뒤에 사해 주고 매도다 틀.
So. We take the levels of predispositions of ignorance to refer to the imprints that are placed, planted or by the apprehension of true existence. So what do these imprints, what do they do? What do they produce? They produce a appearance of true existence, right? Based on this appearance of true existence, then subtle effort arises that leads to that motivates the accumulation of uncontaminated karma.
Oh, that dilatene, that dilatene, just a Katsushiwana shire, tindegita, that samegi le, and Maripacha is the samegi le latene, that dubeti, that tire. 이기라시 루누스니 다 루티데시 두비메 아르테레 다 돌아티 이기라시 루데 조조 보기다 시리고 조 참을 때는 중요한 것이
Then we have discussed this before, isn't it? Right? From this subtle effort, then uncontaminated karma is accumulated, and that results in the mental body, literally a body in having a mental nature. So the mental body, right? So the mental body, yeah, it arises, yeah.
어, 근데 다들 먼저 봐서 아직 내가 삼았다 말이나, 근데 이게 라신 류 아니 예능 유카를 현재 지금 유카를 해서 봐 삼았다 나야 가보도 와.
So let's think about this. You have this mental body, right? What is its substantial cause? What is its cooperative condition? If you think it's difficult, yeah.
어, 대해 삼다도 가라. 다 보겠다. 변한다. 머리 바지게 싸서가 다 조조 렌지칭에 도시자시. 완전히 삼맥이 내 세리다. 내내 도시자시. 근데 삼다는 나면 어디를?
What if we say that the levels of the predispositions of ignorance is the cooperative condition for the mental body, and the uncontaminated karma to be the main producer, or you say the substantial cause, or the main producer of this mental body?
अने पैना सामे की ले से ना शबा रे कर रे और तेरो
सामे
की ले ती ले रहो ले ना शबा रे
right So this uncontaminated karma consciousness. Karma is intention, right? Intention is consciousness, right? Then it follows that uncontaminated karma is consciousness. Yeah? No? What?
Kemshi
has always wondered every now and then, you know, if the things that he's bringing up in class makes any sense. Otherwise, there's no point in continuing. Do you follow or not? Or are you interested in it?
Missing Tangarwa, that Lela shot it. Ikira Shigi Lu, Yele Carrera, Sakaralaka, Michila.
Why? Let's keep it easy. What is the main producer or the substantial cause of a mental body? What would you say? That's not what you say, that's what Kenruji said. But of course, if you agree, it's fine.
あてれたたたてれたまつかれらこそつたてれたたたてでじめろそんがたてれたまかそれぽきたまりぱじさすとかなぽきてんぜんしゃべぱじゃじらさとかてんぜんぱじゃてれてねちゅなんぐよれあらちゅなんがてねだれでそぐよれあらちゅなんよあざれそぐよれだあてれちゅなんてれちゅなんてけんしれそぐとはだてぞぞさんべきれせしれ.
Well, if, as I said earlier, so if the levels of predisposition is of ignorance, we take it to be the imprints, yeah. Imprints that are planted by the apprehension of true existence. Then what do these imprints do? They produce an appearance of true existence, isn't it? And because there's appearance of true existence, then there is karma. It motivates. No, it leads to accumulation of karma, right? So this karma is uncontaminated karma. This is an uncontaminated karma. Well, if pure nukta, if uncontaminated karma is accumulated, then there must be an effect, isn't it? What is its effect? It is said to be this mental body. Mental body.
Oh, tosini. That tanda yin. That tosini. That dasho batanta. That penatas penata pugita. Tansala neme chamsu sabatinso semjoyi tuenche bala. Kale jakugyore, zowa tengugyore, o tuksinita, ko besu meba ane, semsigitun ngang dupte yuguyo mane sgore, nyapotita zowa la tengugyore, o tisunguyore.
Well, what is said in the teachings that the bodhisattvas are abiding in on the pure grounds, when they work for sentient beings, they do it, it requires effort. It's not, they are not able to do it effortlessly. Yeah. So it is said. Of course, you know, their kind of effort is not like ours, yeah. Ours is extremely coarse and rough, and you know, it's just, yeah. But their effort is subtle effort. And I wanted to think, I'm not sure, but perhaps you could say exertion, yeah. Sometimes, you know, maybe effort gives you the idea. I would say in English, maybe an exertion, yeah. Do they exert themselves? Yeah, is there effort required? Yes, but it's subtle effort. Perhaps subtle exertion, you know. Point is that they cannot do it without any exertion. They cannot do it effortlessly.
어둡시네. 어둡시네. 다 대단하다. 다 심지기 또 매멜롱기 주바 세디 다 산지 코네마도 지금도 같이 다 돈다 디숭구야 다 샤바든 좋아라 뜨고 어디 가르스나 단도다 거기 삼맥이라도 뭐 머리 파자에서도 삼맥이래 단도 지금 대단 제대 말이죠 좋아 맞는 시도고요 말이야 다 산지 시도거나 뒷방방에서 좋아라 뜨고 망기 주베시 어디 숭구야
Only the Buddha, the Buddhas, can work for sentient beings without any effort, and they do it automatically, spontaneously. Non-Buddha cannot do it, including the Bodhisattvas on the pure grounds, because they still have the levels of predispositions of ignorance and uncontaminated karma.
어떻게 제자다 가슴 수반을 시작했지래 다고 가르치나고 맞아 나시 치와락 받아 연구요 말해 내가 나시 얘기를 하신 게 누디냐고 지지체에서 숨어도 삼십 미집에 치보았어 인사고야 지 치와래다 치와래 대바지 말해 그 치와 참모용하시 내가 나시 치와락 받아 뒤에 말되는 치와 참모용하시 그 아니 삼십 미집에 치보 대대신 남시가 숨고도 와.
And those beings who have this mental body said that they do undergo birth and death, but their birth and death is unlike ours. Ours is very gross, very rough, very coarse. Their kind of birth and death is it's a bit refined, subtle. You know? And anyway, we call it we just talk about words. And anyway, inconceivable transference of death. I don't know transfer what to what. But anyway, this is what has been translated. Inconceivable transference of death. What does it mean in English?
I don't know. 대대도 앞에 나타 남지 지단대 대타 파르도 남셔 파르도 때 이루도 책이야래 파르도 루디 그 수제라 방어도 나 신기 말아봐. 그러다 뒤 이거나 실루시디 항상한테 개발을 조진 때로다 바로 리즌저에 빠진 일루로 차기도 와, 그러와. 또 루락바 김이도 일루 당시 자연시 숨도 와.
Perhaps we do possess something that is like an equivalent of a mental body. And that is, of course, when that happens when we are in the intermediate state. You know? Because when you're in intermediate state, you know, the body of an intermediate state being is like an energy body, isn't it? Right. So, and that is not like a coarse body made up of blood and bones and, you know, and what have you, but you know, something like a light energy body, right? So that is kind of,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is said that the intermediate state beings can pass through walls, right? It does not have that that characteristic of obstructiveness, and it can arrive in any place just by mere thought. You know? They think of a place, then they are there right away.
Oh, today I'm so hungry, right? 아니 지금 다 뒤져야 다 바로 바로 뒤져야 고 또 남지 다 또 체리 보이는 심지시고 바로 때는 쓰고 되네 두다 레레네 고 치포구 요래 다 치네 바로 잡을래 그 다 삼김이 좀 치보았으니 바로 치네 바로 잡을래야지 어떻게 어떻게 나시 다 삼마다이 그룹 다 삼김이 치보았으니 바로 치 바로 남자 잡을래야지다
뒤져야 합시다 and perhaps we can think of the inconceivable transference of death that the people with mental bodies undergo. We can think of that in a compare that to what happens in the intermediate state. Yeah. So intermediate state beings lifespan is said to be a maximum of 49 days. Yeah. But every seventh day, if the being is still in the intermediate state, of course, then the intermediate state being dies. And is reborn again, right? So perhaps something like that.
Oh, 들으셔. 나도 신다. 나도 갈라 버렸다. 어떻게 따뜻다? 대리샤. 드네마다 통방 아니지 공방 세시 따뜻다. 다 디남샤 용구도 왔다 통방님은 사. 그래 통방은 공방 없습니다. 디제나 디숭구야래나.
The after the levels of the predisposition of ignorance. I mean, of course, discussing this in the context of the nine defilements, right? So after that comes the path of seeing abandonments and a path of meditation abandonments.
Right.
So in general, if it is an obscuration, it is either a path for seeing abandonment or a path for meditation abandonment.
Yeah. What is this? What is it? That delay, that don't touch it. That just that that don't put it. Don't put it. Share that don't put it. Give it up. Share. 집아 세들아 다는 좀 유딥 시딥 세지 당신 거래 다 유딥 세지 조다 버기 다 달바토 봐라 봐 달바토 봐라 바로 쪼버지 집아들아 조다 조싱 집아 조들아 다 유딥 세 다 드네 담제게 못 터버 상도 바로 쪼싱 집아들아 시딥 세다 조 드네 세네 시기하래
So if it is an obscuration, it is either a It has to be included in either one, right? A path of seeing abandonment or a path of meditation abandonment. But of course, in order to understand this, then you have to understand, you know, you need to have some idea of what are the obscurations, right? So, you know, we've heard this many times. The obscurations are the afflictive obscurations and the knowledge obscurations. And afflictive obscurations refer to that the phenomenon that principally, interferes with the attainment of liberation, and the knowledge obscurations is that which principally interferes with the achievement of omniscience.
Oh, to say, Chitan Koranta, Paki, Shidip said it to Dain, Jere Kasakota, Tondadu, Shidip said it to Dain, the Chinibe, that says the Chinibe, Chutam, Osmu Tonga, Jibar Chabas. That's the Shepherd Chabal, Jibar Chabas, the Shidip Sinimin dies.
So the knowledge obscuration is so called, you know, because it is that which obscures one from seeing the diversity of phenomena.
What did they say? Chigre. Ani chig chosen na chigre. Penata tongbanila. Ani chig koa koa chig matong yung pato nyambar shakwala. Did they shak tuwala yekchinge chigre shidip sita mingdu tahayre. Penata. 동반이라 거기 맞던 것 봐도 달랐 미다에 지 거기 냐버 샤발라 다 객체 봤다.
So in another way knowledge obscurations are the obscurations prevents one from having to no the basically the, is that which causes one to have to arise from the meditative voice focusing on emptiness. Yeah. So. Because until you achieve enlightenment, I mean, you have to, you know, in out. I mean, you cannot see both things at one time. You know, but yeah. So the thing that so until you're Buddha, you know, once you're there, you don't have to arise again. You know, you're forever settled in emptiness, right? Yeah. So that's.
Did it. 다 도다니 제 코아시스 마당 것도 동반년 냠바 샤바 동반년 랍니다 즉 냠바 샤바 세데 산제라마도 이고요 말에 동반년 랍니다 즉 냠바 샤바 세데 산제 코네치지 말에 들
Okay, anyway, the point is that it's only the Buddha who can abide in meditative equipoise focusing on emptiness without having to arise from it ever again. That is the a unique defining characteristic of a Buddha. Nobody else can do that.
Oh, that's it. That's Nyamshala Dangna Jong Kardos. Sangiro.
Yeah. So, but what's the problem if Buddha decides to wake up? No, that's the question. So what's the problem? What's the problem if Buddha arises from his meditative repose on emptiness? What's the problem? What's the problem? No, what would be false? The fallacy. And afflictive obscurations, you know the word afflictive obscurations, the afflictive has its root in the afflictions. Yeah. So the afflictive obscurations is that which causes one to become unpacified. Yeah, unpacified. Causes one to remain, to experience the sufferings of cyclic existence. The nature of an affliction is that it causes the mind to be very disturbed, right? So it's an unpacified state. So there's no peace, yeah. Whereas nirvana is peace, isn't it? So the afflictive obscurations is the phenomenon that obstructs the achievement of peace, this nirvana. What constitutes the afflictive obscurations? So according to the Prasangikas on the Middle Way Consequentialist, an afflictive obscurations is made up of basically primarily the apprehension of the self together with his seeds and the afflictions such as attachment, desire that are induced by that conception of a self. So, the apprehension of self, it seeds, and the afflictions such as hatred, anger, you know, desire, and so forth that are induced by that conception or those seeds. And what about the knowledge obscurations? First, you have the imprints that are deposited by the apprehension of true existence, yeah, or deposited or planted, yeah.
대당 안에 지금 박샤 뒤 대라 때는 중에 그게 인왕 초하지 구요래. 어 박샤 때는 된지 박샤 뒤 샤시 뒤 견지 인왕 초하지 구요래. 다 진짜 이나 추어디 다 보겠다 제가 시립샤에 어디
Okay, so the knowledge of creation is made up of the imprints deposited by the apprehension of true existence, and due to those imprints, they produce a mistake. They produce mistaken dualistic appearance. Yeah. So that is also knowledge of creation.
Yeah. 어떻게 또 나인다 이제 시집 쓴다 이제 반다리 다 타지 놀았으나 어떻게 시에 와
So this is a this is the middle way consequentialist assertion of what afflictive and knowledge obscurations are
어떻게 다 이제 또 시집 쓴 이제 맞다 이 디신이 돼 그런 바치는 거라 동방 공방 없으니 아 지은 것이 맞다.
So you have these two obscurations, yeah. But you can look at the obscurations in terms of the path of seeing abandonments and path of meditation abandonments.
또 동방도 공방 또 이들을 찾아봐야나 동방 공방 없으니 이것도 와 이들 그런 찾아서나 동방 공방 없으니 다니 마시다.
So, afflictive obscurations, there are afflictive obscurations that are part of seeing abandonments, there are afflictive obscurations that are part of meditation abandonments, yeah. There are. Tio, right? You remember, yeah?
Oh, Toshine. That is the one 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 이제 먹고 삼는데 덴버트 보고 타지도 집에 덴제 군다 세진 거는 덴제 군다다 대샵에 사본 이거야래 사본 뒤집에 도샤 이거야래 나 진짜 감하다 도마레스 어떻게 생겼어요?
Okay, so there are afflictive obscurations that are powerful seeing abandonments. But there are also afflictive obscurations that are part of meditation abandonments. So what are the afflictive obscurations that are part of seeing abandonments? They are the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence together with its seeds and the afflictions such as attachment that are induced by that conception or that seeds. Yeah. All of these are part of seeing abandonments.
어, 뜻을, 다티, 거기, 다, 돌람, 남돌람, 토인도 가라, 다티도 가, 빵치, 내가 샤드요래, 돌람, 남돌람, 세이지, 토인도 가라, 아, 다, 덴지, 군다, 어떡십니다, 동원, 유몽, 세이지다, 네, 다, 강한 빵도야지.
So the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence is abandoned when the path of release of the path of meditation is attained. Right? You remember, yeah?
샤이로 비슷한데 뭐 보시오 샤시다 먼저 가시다 이도 이게 좋다 어떡시네 다때네 다 공방 니몽세에 가려요 세나 테레 빼나다 언제 시드나 때 데버 주바 저거 준세나 때 뭐 하시 다 지 시드나 때 토인도 니네 데버 주바 오스다 망기 계획이 다때 대체 구요래 딜라 대체 생겨있으니 다리요래 어 다 디샤베 아니 서부인 구요래 사본디 깨외 도샤이구요래 다 디릴 것 같다 어머니 몸 쓰는 샤야 어디
Okay, so you know, the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence arises due to thinking. It's not innate. It's not natural. It comes about through you know adopting certain views, you know, certain philosophies, you know, and so forth. Yeah. So anyway, you have the path of seeing afflictions. Yeah. Anyway, they are the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence. Then you have the path of meditation afflictions, which are afflictive obscurations, right? So the path of meditation afflictions primarily refers to the innate apprehension of true existence, something that has existed within us since beginning this lifetime by nature, naturally, you know, thinking I, you know, I'm real, you know. So that innate
Like that? In it, right? In. Thank you. Innate apprehension of true existence, together with his seeds and the afflictions induced by those seeds. Yeah. All of these are part of meditation afflictions.
Oh, that tenzo ani si ta tholam tholam thoba zang ye pong thu ya bare nyaba zo ta kolam se di de re ta kolam kom che ani pong gwa si su gyo re
so the afflictive obscurations that are path of meditation afflictions cannot be abandoned by the path of seeing. They can only be abandoned by the path of meditation. Then as for the knowledge of obscurations, first knowledge obscurations are not divided into intellectually acquired and innate. Yeah. Knowledge obscurations are knowledge obscurations, and knowledge obscurations there are no knowledge obscurations that are path of seeing abandonments. No way. So of course, according to Prasangikas, right? So the knowledge obscurations are only path of meditation abandonments. Yeah.
Okay, now I stop here, huh? Then we do the some question. Yeah.
Discuss the meaning of verse 27.
This is like everybody's favorite verse. Always. Always
mentioned. Number Yawan Mishosha, Sundu number of Mitoshers, Tokawa, she said. Tata, you won't have to say, good name, you won't let us say. Number Yawan Mishosha, Sundu number of Mitoshers, that Tokawa, she is in the container.
So, verse 25 is the list of the four things that are difficult to comprehend. Yeah. What are they?
Mm-hmm.
So verse 32, in relation to verse 32, what are the four obscurations and what are their antidotes? In relation to verse 32, Explain the connection between the four antidotes and the four results, which are the perfections of the quality of, you know, purity, self, bliss, and permanence, right? Explain the connection between the four antidotes and the four results. The four results being, you know, the perfection of the qualities of purity, self, bliss, and permanence. Yeah. The verses 36 and 37 are related, right, to the question. Okay, so you just read there.
That's why. Then the Rangshin, the Tsik, the Tsik Lot, that's why.
Yeah, verses 36 and 37 are related to the last question, So if you have time, then look at the nine examples. Yeah, the nine examples and the meaning that they exemplify.
And
if you like, when we talk about the 12 links of dependent origination, usually it is spoken of in terms of the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomenon. Yeah. But it is said that there is a 12 links related to the class of the thoroughly pure phenomena. And if so, what do you think that is? If the 12 links, and what is ignorance, what is confusion, what you think?
So
we will not be having class next week. So, but on Thursday, this is voluntary. But if you like, since they are also, they are group leaders, so if you like, you can come. Can get a group and together, and then and discuss will be good. Yeah, but this is optional. It's optional.
Oh, did that good? That so 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 good. You read it or what? That good. So so easy. Just name.
Anyway, those of you who are the group leaders, So it'd be good if you can try to organize this, yeah.
Okay, but we stop here, huh?
Okay. Sāji bhagya jīme dhokā rīrāli jīne dhegyam